A booming economy masks underlying crisis, a sickness of our national soul. Symptoms include suicide rates at a 50-year high, not counting suicide by opioids. Lifespan projections contract. Polls indicate that Americans, for the first time, do not expect the lives of their children to be happier than theirs. We could continue, but the news of societal depression is itself depressing. Among the reasons we are so dispirited and disheartened is perceived social isolation. Sociologists speak of alienation or anomie. We feel irrevocably alone, even in a crowd. Life is increasingly complex and beyond our ability to control or even influence. Though we live in a land of plenty, we feel poor in spirit. Now, we must also acknowledge that technology, touted as promoting community, has tended, in fact, to further isolate us. BFFs are not real friends. Real conversations don't occur in chat rooms, through texts, or Instagrams. Members of a real community do not devour their devices instead of sharing fellowship over a meal. They don't video their lives, they live them. We are losing a sense of belonging. We used to be a nation of joiners. Now we are, as one author says, bowling alone. We must restore a sense of community. In the words of Proverbs 29, where there is no vision, the people perish. The ancient hymn reminds us, blessed be the tie that binds. I'm Bob Evans, and that is my perspective.